Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Happy April 1st, April Fool's Day. Happy opening day for our Red Wings.
There's so much going on.
There's a lot happening. We're overstimulated this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel you need to clear the air and get something off your chest for There, I Said It. We have Lydia texting in this morning first. You just wrote in all caps, "You are not an entrepreneur. Stop it already." There, I said it. Right.
Oh, wow. Right. She's pissed.
Lydia's pissed.
It's not her just curb stomping everyone's dreams. Hate
people
that
do
for
that.
Her.
Some people do not like entrepreneurs. And I would say Uber drivers, majority of them are entrepreneurs. Let's go over to Julie. I don't care how sentimental a stuffed animal is or who gave it to you. If you're a grown man and you have one on your bed, I am not sleeping with you, nor should any other woman. There, I said it. Puff off. I still have one stuffed animal left from when I was 18 that my girlfriend gave me on my birthday. And it's sitting in my parents' closet. And it's a little teddy bear, and it says Aquarius on it.
Are you hoping she comes back?
What's no, that? I don't know. It's just sentimental. I have it. It's very old. Why throw it away? You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't you throw it away?
They were happy times.
It's like a Build-A-Bear. Her voice is in it.
Hi, Philip. Just thinking about you. Squeeze me three times.
I'm not going to throw that away. There's a way. It's all like warped. Like.
It's very sentimental. Why would you throw it away? I don't understand.
You are so weird.
It's
no, you're
not.
So weird because I just feel like.
It's not weird.
You're like the like tidiest, most type A person, but you also won't throw anything away.
I throw stuff away. I'm a minimalist.
But you still save, like, you have memorabilia from, like, 1994 PXY Summer Jam.
Why would you throw, that's vintage. You would throw that away I can pass it down to my, you know, adopted kids one day.
You're adopting children?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm getting a Frenchie and I'm adopting three kids. I'm like, what? You've really taken this big brother, big sister thing to the next level.
Yeah, you got
to
step up your game. Who's over there? Who's weighing in?
This person says, you shouldn't be ashamed to still be partying hard after the age of 30. There, I said it. Sounds like somebody who lives in their parents' basement. Love that for you, Jonathan.
The Build-A-Bear thing has me dying over here.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Alicia says, sports people are incapable of functioning like normal human beings in society and do insane things all because their team won or lost. People will break TVs in a rage. They'll wear diapers to work because they lost a bet in their fantasy league. It's truly pathetic. There, I said it. All right. Alicia's talking about our boss, Mike Danger.
Did he lose a bet?
He's lost quite a few bets.
Yeah.
Like, I'll ask him to dinner, like, hey, I can't. He's got like 10 notebooks in front of him getting ready to prepare for fantasy league. Like, okay.
It's giving me the ick. I don't know. That's all right. This person says, I'm piggybacking off of what you said yesterday. I love high school reunions, and I think that everybody should go to them, even if you weren't popular as a student. Stop. There, I said it.
Stop. You want so badly to see what other people are doing, just log into Facebook.
Some people don't have, some people that show up there don't have Facebook.
The people you truly want in your life and you want to talk to and catch up with, you will. You don't have to wait for a reunion to do that. Okay?
Right. Let's see here. I can't read
these. Who's this? It's sad to see so many food influencers eating themselves to death on Instagram. Too many people have a platform. And it's so bad we just can't get rid of social media once and for all. There, I said it. Is that what you really want?
Yes.
We tried that with TikTok. It lasted 12 hours. People were crying. I just want to say goodbye.
And then it came back and like they were like, I can't believe I exposed every secret I've ever had.
Yeah, it was truly embarrassing for a lot of those people. But we found the humor in it.
It really is.
I think mine for today is, I don't understand how someone is hired to actually be a cook in a diner, but burns the toast 100% of the time. It's not that hard. Why is the toast always burnt when I go to this one place?
It's the aesthetic.
No, it's not the aesthetic. I love the people there. I do. But if you can't make proper toast without burning it, you can't call yourself a cook. There, I said it. You can't do it.
We going to Giants after this?
Giants, I do love. Great sourdough at Giants. Love Giants. Let's go over to Colleen from Rochester. Rochester has zero good vegan restaurants. Where do people even eat in this city if they don't want to be poisoned by regular food? There, I said it. Colleen, you can go to Jines. Yeah. They have salad there.
Mine for today is this. Karen Reed is innocent and no one can tell me any different. There, I said it.
The whole Karen Reed thing.
If you haven't been following this trial.
I haven't.
No worries. There's a documentary on HBO Max for you to go get the breakdown. 5 episodes, 10 out of 10 would recommend. And I want to know your take on it because honestly, this documentary is pretty wild.
It's wild. HBO, Hulu, where's it at?
HBO.
Can I borrow your username and pass?
I'll think about it. That'd be like, great. It's not mine, so. I got to figure that out.
I had to start cutting some corners here and getting rid of the subscriptions. It was too many. I was overwhelmed. It was too many. I don't like when people constantly going into my account and just take what they... 15 here, 20 here, 10 here. Enough. Enough.
Wow.
Stat on my wallet.
That's why I don't pay for anything. Just use my parents. Anyways.
Oh, look at Mandy's. Mandy's texting in. Moose, I think it's so sweet that you still kept that stuffed animal from 25 years ago.
Is that your ex? What's happening?
No, I don't know who Mandy is, but she agrees. It's sentimental. Why would you throw something like that up?
Where is that ex now? Because I would love to get her on the show.
Oh, couldn't tell you. Not in the States.
In the States? She left the country?
Not in the States. Oh, excuse me.
She was so traumatized by the breakup, she had to flee the country. She's not in the States.
See ya.
Where is she?
No, it's somewhere down south, I believe.
Very much in the States.
Yes, in the States, but not in New York State.
Honestly, at this rate, she did leave the country because the South is completely different. So,
no, I'm just saying it was a high school girlfriend, and I still have this stuffed animal. It's in my parents' closet, and I came across it on Sunday when I went to my parents for Sunday sauce, and I'm like, you know what? I can't believe I still have this little thing.
It says
there's a star on the teddy bear's chest. It says Aquarius on it. It's very cute.
Bring it in.
Should I?
Yeah.
I'll bring it in
tomorrow.
Can't
wait to hear your ex's voice. Play it live on air.
And then we'll go to Kaylee that says, I tried drinking V8 the other morning because I used to see my dad drinking it every morning, and I threw up. It tastes like a thick, salty Vaseline paste. The worst drink in the world. There, I said it. We love a good V8.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I feel better.
I'm so
this
glad.
This is very therapeutic. Who needs therapy?
You.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Hey, Green.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
Breezy, what's one thing we will just not do on this show?
We're just not gonna reward bad behavior.
Never have, we never will. We're just not gonna do it, you guys. We need you to keep your head on a swivel because the Ontario County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in finding a registered sex offender who disappeared before his scheduled sentencing for predatory sexual assault involving a minor. Daniel Savini, 43, also known as Zero.
Track.
What was that? Yes, he is a Zero, that's for sure. He reportedly removed his ankle monitor and he fled. This was on March 14th. He's still missing. It's 2 weeks ago. Where did he go? What is he doing? Savini is described as a 5'11", 220-pound man with brown hair and brown eyes. A lot of brown.
So much brown.
Along with tattoos on both forearms. Now, I saw one of the tattoos on his left forearm. It's of a red dragon. Looks so stupid. I had never understood the dragon tattoos on the wood.
Not sure.
It didn't look like it was finished either, but the tattoo's never finished. You know what I mean? It's never done. Daniel has a prior conviction.
Why do they always have to say that? It's like, I'm getting it filled in tomorrow. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not finished yet.
It's going to wrap around my inner thigh. Daniel has a prior conviction of rape and sodomy involving a 13-year-old girl. This was all the way back in 2001. Quite the record for Daniel Savini. Anyone who finds him is advised not to approach him and to call 911 immediately or the Ontario County Sheriff's Office, 585-394-4560.
All right.
Do they? I mean, is there a reward here?
I know. If they really want to find him, they would put something on the line.
Listen, not for nothing, but there really should be some sort of reward. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, no one's going to look without one, you know.
That's not true.
I mean, it's not that they're not going to look. They're going to keep their head on a swivel, but they're not going to actively go out and search for this man. They don't care.
He's on the loose. I have a buddy who was in, you remember when they used to do the, America's Most Wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a lot of those episodes were reenactments. So my buddy had to play a guy who cut his monitor off and escaped house arrest and was on the loose. And America's Most Wanted aired his episode, and he would sit there with a drink in hand and pray that this guy wouldn't get caught because they would keep rerunning that same episode. And however long he was on the loose, he kept getting residual checks. Classic.
Oh, what a classic.
Coming up, Breezy found out that Easter is landing on 420 this year, and for whatever reason, she's beyond excited.
No, fully.
Do you want to explain why?
I just feel like there are some days that should never coincide, and the fact that this is coinciding, and I feel like it's happened before. This isn't the first time this has ever happened. I'll look up when it was, but I just feel like this is like 420 landing on Thanksgiving. It would be like a great holiday for it to land on because
sure.
of all the food. But I'm just wondering how the Easter baskets are going to look a little different this year.
How many honey-baked hams are you capable of eating this Easter? We'll talk about it coming up next. Oh, yeah. Smoke it if you got it.
Smoke it if you got it.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It occurred to us that Easter is landing on 420 this year, and for whatever reason, that was very exciting to Breezy. She came in the room this morning with a huge smile on her face because, as you know, huge gush. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop Dogg. All right, Breeze, let's break this down. We got to understand why this holiday, specifically this year, you're more excited about it than usual.
Well, it's not even really that. Like, I think what it comes down to is this. I think this is a bigger conversation because, yes, Easter falls on 420 this year. It only happens 33 times over the course of 1,000 years, which is insane.
Really?
Yes. So I just want to have the conversation about holidays in general because sometimes it feels like an absolute crapshoot and a free-for-all. And it kind of feels like we're at mercy to the clock. It feels like when it comes to holidays, they truly like don't understand the timing of all of them and why as a society we haven't really gotten a better handle on it. Because like I said, it's like we're doing whatever the clock or the calendar tells us to do. And I just don't understand. I know there's some holidays that we like truly can't change the date. Christmas Eve, Christmas, St. Patrick's Day.
It's same date every year.
New Year's, like obviously. But when it comes to Easter, it's really strange because last year at this time, we were celebrating Easter yesterday.
March 31st.
Yesterday. And, you know, sometimes it's even been earlier than that. And then this year, it's like one of the last weeks in April. So it's like, what's really going on here? And then when it comes to Monday holidays, that's a whole nother story. It's like it always falls on the day to give us the day off, which I'm not complaining about whatsoever. But I'm just saying, why is this a thing? Because we're constantly changing the dates of these monumental holidays, question mark?
Easter is a holiday.
I know Easter's a holiday, obviously, but 420 is not. And well, 420 is never going to change.
That depends on who you ask.
Yes, very much so.
You being a huge Kush girl, obviously.
Massive Kush girl.
That's a big holiday.
I probably have smoked weed 5 times my whole life. Yeah,
huge Kush girl.
But I just think it's crazy because holidays are important to me because I think it's one time of year when you can actually focus on one thing. And when you cram everything together, Easter, 420, all of these things.
Oh, it's too much. It's two things.
It's too much. Let everything breathe. You're so dramatic.
I just hope that Easter never falls on St. Patrick's Day because then that would be a messy.
That would be really messy.
But there's no reason you can't celebrate both.
I just feel like each holiday should get its own thing. And when it comes to 420, yes, it's not that important to me, but it could be very important to Jonathan, who smokes 7 blunts a day.
I mean, this used to be so taboo, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
And now I feel like more people will celebrate 420 because weed is legal now in New York. And you can just go to a dispensary and do what you need to do. And I just don't want anybody, I don't want your weird uncle showing up high as a kite at the turkey or at the ham dinner. You know
That's me. I'm that weird uncle. That would be me.
Blaze it if you got it.
Yeah, yes.
Not you passing the joint around to your 9-year-old niece. No, it's just like, I'm not into it. But then, at the same time, the people who are into it, I'm worried their Easter baskets are going to look a little different this year.
Easter, for whatever reason, I understand the meaning behind Easter, and I respect all of those things and what Easter stands for. Is it my favorite holiday? No, not really. It's always going to land on a Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. It's still going to be a nice time. I guess it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't want to go to brunch and I don't want to dress up. Okay. Those are just a couple of things I don't want to do. I just don't want to do it.
I want to be in sweatpants. Like, I want to eat a whole chocolate bunny to the dome and be done with it.
But I
don't like ham.
But the memories that come with Easter, especially growing up, I do hold on to because they were really great. Growing up, I don't know about you guys, if your family would partake in the Easter tradition of your parents or whoever hiding the Easter basket.
The egg hunt.
You waking up and then you would have to search all over to find your Easter basket.
Never got my Easter basket hidden.
Really?
Just did an egg hunt.
Oh, and then, you know, 20 years go by and you watch the video of yourself on VHS tape trying to look for this Easter basket, which took sometimes hours. But it was fun. That's what you, that's the tradition of Easter that I'm familiar with.
Right. Why is it that, and I don't know if you feel this way, Easter feels like such a stuffy, serious holiday. Well, but Christmas doesn't feel, I mean, like, they're both religious holidays, of course, but Christmas doesn't feel that way. Easter, it's like everybody's in their freshly pressed pastels, and we all have to get a picture at the front door, and then we're going to go to church, and then we're going to eat. Like, it's very, I don't know the word to describe it. Stuffy is the only word I can really use to describe it.
Yeah, and I guess that's fair. It's just very,
That's the only holiday I feel that way about, though.
So do I.
Like, I feel like I can't screw up on Easter because it's Easter. And, like, nobody can cry on Easter because we have to do everything by the book.
Right. It's a very special day. Where on Christmas, you're like anyone else, you're celebrating a birthday.
No, fully.
I still don't understand where the eggs came into play with Easter. I'm still...
the bunny.
If you guys have the lowdown on that, feel free to text us.
If you're a priest, call in right now, 585-252-9800. I don't think any priests are listening to our show, but this person says, my birthday falls on Thanksgiving sometimes. I'm so annoyed by it. It's like, get your own day. Yeah, it's hard. You can't confuse the Easter grass with the adult grass. That's all I'm saying. Especially when it lands on 420. I don't like sharing holidays. I think they only come every so often, and don't cram it all in one day. This is exactly what we talked about back at Christmas time. Sharing a birthday with Jesus, it's a lot.
Yeah. A lot of parents, listen, you guys, your kids are going to be very disappointed this year because we got a couple of parents that texted in and was like, we can't afford eggs. Because you're going to paint eggs on Easter. Maybe you do it the night before. Maybe you do it the morning of. But, you know, with the tear-ups in place, eggs are just too expensive.
Cut that tradition. Nip it in the bud. It's ending today. Because so, there's just no way.
Somebody answered my question, though. Eggs represent new life and rebirth. And it's an ancient custom. And it became a part of Easter celebrations long, long time ago.
It's really bad news for us because nobody can afford eggs right now.
So. I will say this, though. I'm very much looking forward to Easter because that means Lent will be over and I finally get to go back to Wegmans and shop. So,
only 20 more days.
You know what I mean?
But you've already broke it like four times. So.
Well, I went yesterday accidentally, but I forgot I wasn't supposed to be
there. Enough with the accidental.
I forgot I wasn't actually supposed to be there. Enough. It's a habit. What can you do?
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.